Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, and we are more than blessed to have our dear brother Andrew Wamba. I got it.
Thanks,
brother. My name's Copeland.
Thank you for letting me come.
I want you to let us know if this broadcast is encouraging you to live by faith. So send your testimony to us, kcm.org story. This is AT from South Africa. While watching Brother Copeland on BVOV, he wished me a blessed weekend. I took that statement so seriously that I told myself something good was going to happen to me. Sound like she's been listening to Oral Roberts. Yeah. I trusted God's word through him. My uncle, who has never supported me, came to my house and brought 2,319 rand worth of groceries. I cried because I had prayed and asked God, what am I going to eat? Thank you very much. Thank Praise Lord. God. Praise Isn't that God. Lovely? Well, partners, you did that.
Amen.
Because it was your financing of the gospel through this ministry. That's the reason partners for Charis Bible College and partners for Andrew and Jamie and their family, all of that. That's the reason partners are so important. And that's one of the reasons why the Lord instructed me at the beginning on the Victor Channel. Don't charge for it. Allow them this opportunity to raise partners for their ministries. And that way we have a part in what Andrew and Charis Bible College is doing and so forth. And I'm praying you partner with them. Amen. Oh, yes. Praise God. Amen.
And Kenneth, let me say that I'm on 16 networks and 593 individual stations, and you're the only one that puts me on free.
Right.
I tell you what, you are a giver, brother.
Well,
I believe it's coming back to
I've
you.
I've been so broke, I couldn't pay attention. And I worked for $50 a week and exchanging, natural gas meters and working service stations and all that. And 18 and a half cents an hour. And so I've been there. Well, I mean, my folks were never wealthy, but they were tithers. And they did very well. But that, I went to my dad and I said, I want to learn how to fly. And here's the deal. I shook hands with him. He said, all right, I'll help you till you get your commercial and you're on your own. That was the deal. And he and I, best friends, he disciplined me and I became his disciple. He and I are just absolutely wonderful friends. So now, in Galatians chapter 5, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, and lasciviousness. Idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, and strife, and seditions, and heresies. He's writing this to Christian people. Envying, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. They shall not inherit the kingdom of God, but the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, and the joy of the Lord is your strength, peace, shalom, nothing missing, nothing broken, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and the lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us walk also walk in the Spirit. What does that mean? You live your life on the spiritual realm.
Yep.
And you're seeing all these other things. But we're here again. You are a spirit. You have a soul made up of your mind, your will, and your emotions. And you live in a physical body. Now, you've never seen me. All you've seen is the outer part of me. Me, the real me, is what Peter called the hidden man of the heart.
That's right.
Not my blood pump. My spirit. Why is it called the heart? Because it is the heart. It is, that's where so much of the emotion comes from. And it depends on the condition of the heart. Praise God. And we have a man here by the name of Andrew that's going to take over and just finish this thing.
Well, let me say that this, about the fruit of the Spirit, again, this goes back to what I call spirit, soul, and body. Mm-hmm. When the Lord showed me I was a spirit, well, these are the emotions. This is the fruit of that mm-hmm. spirit. So anytime I feel something contrary to this, that's an indication I'm not in the spirit.
That's
right. I'm in the flesh. So if I have unforgiveness, bitterness, anger towards anybody, I'm not in the spirit, because the spirit, that's not listed as one of the fruit of the spirit.
Let me add something to this. And this happened recently. No amount of pain and discomfort is an excuse. You can be laying in a hospital bed, and it's no excuse.
Amen.
To lose your temper. And I barked out at a young man, and I know what John 12, 13, 34, and 35, I give you a new commandment that you love one another, and all will know you're my disciple by the way you love one another. And to get out of love is dangerous.
Yes.
And I wanted to bring that in there. Love is first, then the joy, then the peace.
I've heard you talk about the love walk, descriptive of the Christian life, and that's.
I had to repent over that. I mean, I just had to turn around and just regroup and just get myself over there and say, Copeland, you get right down here on your knees right now and you just shut that up again. Don't you do that. There's a saying in aviation, stop and wind your watch, because this thing ain't going to fall out of the air before you get all disturbed. Get your checklist and go through it.
But see, when I begin to understand that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, all of these nine things, well, then anything in me that was contrary to that, I knew that that was what the Bible calls the flesh. And if you walk in the flesh, you can't please God. And so, for instance, 1 Corinthians 13 gives you all of these qualifications of what God's kind of love is like. It's patient. So anytime you aren't patient, you are not flowing in the gifts of the Spirit or under the fruit of the Spirit. And so I just begin to totally change my identity. And Kenneth, I was in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I was witnessing to this guy out on the street on a Sunday morning before church. And the guy had a wad of chewing tobacco, and he got mad, just spit the thing right in my face. And it dripped down on my shirt and ruined my shirt, had to throw it away and stuff. But you know what? I didn't feel like blessing the guy. I felt like punching the guy.
Sure.
But I knew that the fruit of the Spirit was love. And so I just wiped it off and never missed a word in the sentence and kept talking to him. And see, that's, people think, well, you're a hypocrite because you really didn't feel this. It just depends on what you consider to be the real you. If you consider this soulish part to be you, well, then you're a hypocrite to sit there and say, I love you, when the truth is that something that person's done has offended you. But if you consider yourself to be a new person and in the Spirit, You have the same love on the inside of you that Jesus had on the inside of Him. And you're a hypocrite if you indulge those feelings and emotions that are contrary to the fruit of the Spirit. Mm-hmm. And so this just began to totally change my life. And I didn't feel hypocritical. Now I feel hypocritical if, like you were talking about, you lose your temper at somebody.
Oh, man.
That's hypocritical to who you really are.
There's no excuse for it.
And so this has just totally changed everything.
Quick to repent and slow to anger. And when you snap like that, go right back. While it is fresh, go back and humble yourself. And repent there.
And it'll also set you free from the condemnation that comes with when you mess up, because that was your flesh that did that. But in the Spirit, it says in Ephesians 1:13 that once you believe, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise. And I look at that like a vacuum packed. So when you sin as a Christian, it affects your body, it'll affect your mental, emotional part, but it can't penetrate the seal that's around your spirit, and your spirit is just as holy and righteous as it was before you sinned. And since God is a spirit and He looks at you in the spirit, He looks at you and sees no sin.
That's right.
There is no condemnation, and it has just set me free from myself. You know, myself is my biggest problem, not the devil or other people, it's me. And man, I have been set free because I'm a new me. I had a situation where I went to Pritchett, Colorado, and it was a town of only 144 people. And it's now nearly a ghost town. Hardly anybody lives there. But we saw a man raised from the dead in Pritchett, Colorado, and we had 100 people coming to church out of 144. So it was a pretty good response. But anyway, I went there and gave up everything. For the first time in our life, Jamie and I were eating on a regular basis, and it looked like we might live and not die. And I went to this little tiny place with 10 people in the church, no roof on the building in Colorado, which wasn't good. But I gave up everything to go there and minister to these people.
And how did you and Jamie meet one another?
We grew up together. We've known each other our whole life.
Oh, my.
But she was 3.5 years younger than me, so I didn't pay attention until I got back from Vietnam, and she grew up. And that's when I started remembering.
And you said, looky here.
I can tell you right where she was. She was sitting in one of my Bible studies, and I said, is that Jamie? She grew up while I was gone.
She is so precious.
She's a blessing. So anyway, I went to this place, gave up everything. And within 6 months, they were accusing me of stealing money from the church, which I didn't even take a salary. They accused me of doing drugs and sexual sins, and they just came out against me. And I got so upset and so hurt over that I was waiting on Jamie and my boys to go to sleep, and I was going to go down into the basement and have myself a pity party. And I'd already sent out all my invitations. All of the demons in Baca County had arrived to participate in this pity party. And while I was waiting, I don't suggest that anybody do this, Kenneth, you know, but this, you know, desperate times call for desperate measures. And so I just said, oh God, I need help. And I just opened my Bible and it flopped open to Galatians 5:22.
Praise God.
And it says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering. And I said, I know that in my spirit I've got this, but I've been hurt and I just wanted to complain. I wanted to gripe. I thought I'd feel better if I did. And the Lord didn't argue with me. And I just sat there. And while I was waiting on my family to go to sleep, I just made a decision. Am I going to operate in who I am in Christ, or am I going to operate in my emotions? And I decided to go downstairs and start praising God. And at first, I had to do it through gritted teeth because, man, I was mad. I was upset. But I started praising God. And with it, you know, it's just like you got this well of love, joy, and peace on the inside of you. And the way you draw it out is by your words.
Yes.
Faith is voice activated. So I just started praising God. And at first I didn't feel it, but I was drawing out this that was in my spirit. And within just a few minutes, I got to praising God and stayed up all night long, just praising God, had a glorious time. And the truth is that my spirit is always rejoicing. When I felt like being depressed and quitting, my spirit wasn't that way. So anytime a person feels depression, discouragement, fear, any of that stuff, they've solved the problem because that's not your spirit. That's your flesh. You're in the flesh. You are letting your emotions dominate you. And so what you got to do is you got to just by faith act on what the Bible says that in your spirit you got love, joy, peace, all of these things. And if you will act on that, then the supernatural power of God will flow. You know, I often, I have this little pipe that I sometimes use an illustration of it. And anyway, over on this side of the pipe, it's like you're plugged into the Holy Spirit, and over here's love, joy, peace, all of these things. And over here's the spout where everything comes out. But in between, there's a valve that you turn. And you could be plugged into the Holy Spirit and have all of this power and anointing, but if your valve, which is your mind, is crossways, not a drop will come out over here. And it's the way you think and feel in your soul that determines whether this life that you have in your spirit ever comes out through your soul and into your body. And so that's, everybody understands that, and you can totally turn that thing off. You could just open it a tiny bit to where just a little trickle will come out. But you can also, through the renewing of your mind, you can get your mind renewed so that the power of the Holy Spirit just flows through
That's
you.
Wonderful.
And you see miracles happen. But this is one of the applications. Everything I teach is basically an application of what I call spirit, soul, and body. That in my spirit, I've already got everything. I'm already complete. Mm-hmm. It's perfect. I don't need anointing in my spirit. I need to get the anointing out into my soul and into my physical body. But I've already been anointed. I don't have to ask God to anoint me. I don't have to ask God to heal me. I don't have to ask God to give me His wisdom because in the Spirit, I've already got the mind of Christ. What I need to do is draw it out. And that's what the Word does. The Word is a perfect representation of what our born-again spirit is like. And so when I read in here that I've got love, joy, peace, all of these things, then that's who I am, and that's what I have. And I don't care what I feel like. I just yesterday had a guy write a terrible article about me and say terrible things, and my wife was telling me about this. And I just taught on this. And I said, man, I'm going to operate in love, joy, and peace. I'm not going to go by what I feel and what people say. And I know that you have done this. You've been criticized like very few people in the body of Christ has, and you just focus on who you are and what God says.
I had a man walk up to me, big smile on his face. Copeland, I've never heard anyone rape the Scriptures like you did tonight in my life, and just turn around and walk off. Well, first it made me mad, and then it hurt me. So I just began to pray about it. And I started praying about it in the Spirit.
That's it.
And I heard the Lord say, don't ever read about yourself in print. Don't ever do it. Don't ever allow people to bring you articles about yourself, good or bad. Because it takes a long time to get that bad stuff out of your mind. And if it's good, he said, you have a tendency to believe that. And he said, just lay it aside. You have no idea how many bad books and articles I have totally missed.
Yeah.
And there was one woman that was got telling that I was having many, many sexual affairs. So someone blessed us with her phone number. I said, Gloria, call her. She said, you want to? I said, no. I said, me, she's talking about, but you call her. So she called her and she answered. She said, this is Gloria Copeland. Well, there's a back for cell phone, you know, I'm listening. You know, you could almost hear her swallow hard. That my husband has had many sexual affairs, and there's no way he could because I'm with him twisted about 24 hours a day. Yeah, but let me tell you what so-and-so said. Says she took so-and-so's word rather than my wife. Now, that's the point. Social media. That's the reason I don't even know how it works. I don't want to socialize with the media. I socialize with this book and my family. And there are those, you know, that tell me things. But that stopped that right there.
Kenneth, you know, I was talking on a previous broadcast about going and listening to you at Will Rogers, and I'd go back to my Baptist church and tell them what you'd preached. And, man, I was getting a lot of criticism because of that. And anyway, Joe Nay, this mutual friend of ours, I went to one of his meetings, and he called me out, and he said, I see you like a runner on a track, one of these oval tracks. You're running, and you're leading the race. He said, you're winning the race. But the people in the grandstands are yelling at you and telling you you're doing it all wrong. And I see you getting off of the track and going up into the grandstands and arguing with the spectators.
And lose the race.
And he said, if you win the argument, you're going to lose the race.
That
changed my life.
You can't say it any better than that.
That was awesome.
You lose the argument and win the race. Win the argument, win the lose. Yes.
Praise God. And you've been a great example in that, Kenneth. I heard you say that, and that's the way I do. I don't read stuff about myself.
You can't do that.
Good or bad. You don't want to get lifted up in pride if it's good, and you don't want to be discouraged if it's bad.
And I'm going to tell you something, class, in case you haven't figured this out. Whether you're in the ministry or not, when you come to the place where you're, let's say, out of debt, you don't have any debts. You don't owe any money to anybody. And you begin to prosper enough to help other people. Well, the next thing you know, there's going to be some people that suddenly start criticizing you. His name is the Destroyer.
That's right.
And he'll try to get you to stop tithing, and we're out of time. But he's the Destroyer.
Yeah, that's right.
And he wants to control the money.
That's right.
And the love of money is the root of all evil, and there are people that commit that sin that don't have any. And we'll be back in just a few moments. Praise God.
The Bible says when I'm born again, the old passes away, and I'm a new creation. So why is there still a struggle with depression, anxiety, and all the problems I had before?
In his book, Spirit, Soul, and Body, Andrew Womack answers that question by explaining biblical truths that will help you receive what God has promised you. At the moment of salvation, your spirit is made right with God and fully alive with His power. Then the Spirit of God in you has to flow through your soul, which is your mind, will, and emotions, to impact your life. As you train your soul to align with your spirit, watch God's promises of healing, peace, power become a reality in your body and everyday life. This book will open your eyes to how God sees you, not by your past, your feelings, or your failures, but by the new you born of His Spirit. You no longer need to live by what you feel. Start living victoriously from the inside out. Order your book, Spirit, Soul, and Body by Andrew Womack, available now for just $9.99. You can experience lasting transformation and triumph in your life as you uncover the truth about who you really are in Christ Jesus. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. This offer is good for 60 days outside the U.S. Shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. God has empowered you to succeed and be blessed throughout your lifetime. And that means in every area and in every season of your life. The Bible is full of God's promises to you that reveal His blessing plan to give you hope and a good future. And the good news is your past doesn't disqualify you from receiving this new life He has for you. In Isaiah 43:18-19, God says, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wastelands. We are given a new beginning through Christ when we receive Him as our Lord and Savior. If you're in a place where you want a new beginning and desire a fresh start in life, then let's go to the Father and pray this together. Father, today we receive the good news of your gospel, that today is the day of your salvation. Your salvation has appeared to every man. And today I receive it with all my heart. Jesus became sin for me, that I may be made your righteousness. Today I acknowledge my sin, and I declare Jesus as Lord of my life forevermore. Amen and amen. Praise God. Your new life in Christ began today. To help you get started in your journey of faith, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has some free resources to send you, and it's called The Salvation Package. There's a book called He Did It All For You by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland that will pour the truth of God's word into your heart. Get to know Jesus, your Savior, and how He paid the full price for you to live a blessed life, spirit, soul, body, financially, and socially. It also comes with two brochures to help you start reading and studying your Bible. Go to kcm.org and get your free copy of The Salvation Package today.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Build your faith through powerful articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories and testimonies of real-life victory and equip your kids for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today at kcm.org.
You overcome by being mindful of what God's Word says about you, especially the New Testament. And when you're Word-minded, you're spiritually minded because God's Word are spirit and they are life in John 6:63. Now, didn't that answer it? Isn't that exactly? This man wrote this book, and it is, well, you get your hands on this. That is on order.
Amen.
We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland, Andrew Womack, and all of this class reminding you that God loves you, and we love you,
and Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God forevermore.
If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you. It is called the Salvation Package. Learn about the new birth and how you can live your new life victoriously in Christ. Receive your free package on kcm.org/salvation. Keep your heart full of God's Word and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.